Mayor Barry's here this morning. How are you today?
Terrific.
We're busy, busy, busy. All right, so let's kind of crank it to the now to the city level. We haven't had you in since City Council decided to designate an area within Northgate, have six structures built to have six unrelateds living together. There's some pluses and minuses, but you as one member of council, the kind of give us an idea why you voted for this.
Well, I originally was opposed to it when I heard of six unrelated, but then it was the way we ended up passing it, which I think is a great compromise, is one person per bedroom, and it's one bedroom per parking spot. So our concern was the additional cars that we're talking about, a 700 or 800 person unit. And so there will be parking garage, and they will have one space per bedroom, and so there's only one person per bedroom. So that will alleviate some of the parking problem. And Northgate is designated as a high-density area. The idea is the more students we can put within walking distance to campus, the less traffic we're going to have on the roads.
And since you're the first member of council from College Station who's come in since we've talked about that, that's wonderful. I mean, that's you know, birds and flowers and all that kind of stuff, and that really looks great. But the bottom line is I'm going to bet that there might be some overnight guests in some of these places, and maybe even longer term than that. So, yes, you can say there's only one occupant per bedroom, but there might be times when there's more than one occupant per bedroom. And where are those people going to park? And then we're back to a parking on the street type of problem, I think.
There is that possibility, no question about it. But I think the way that these dorm rooms are established, it's not really very conducive to have overnight guests.
Okay. Well, you know, and again, I want it to work, and I understand ultra-high density, and that has to be part of the city plan. But, I mean, let me just roll it out there. Is there any possibility that we may see the day when street parking is banned in Northgate simply because of the high density?
I don't think so.
Is your fire department happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We did, for this particular property we're talking about, remove parking on one side of Cherry just so that the emergency vehicles can have enough room to put out their extensions.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, I mean, if your first responders are happy enough with it, then I guess I'm okay. I just I've seen, though, in other neighborhoods in College Station where, again, the density, I think of in the Southgate area, you know, those used to be single-family houses, and they're not anymore, and I think street parking is a real, real problem there.
It is in that neighborhood. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Now, is that the kind of thing is it foreseeable that this ultra-high density is only going to happen in what are currently undeveloped areas in the future, or would we take that area that I just mentioned back on Grove Street and Fidelity in that area, and would you turn those into a situation where you could have that ultra-high density there?
Well, you'd have to...
And again, you're one member of council. I'm only asking your opinion as to whether that might happen.
If we were to have a high-rise and they had off-street parking, I think it's possible. It's not zoned that way correct now, so we'd have to change the zoning. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Right, and the other one's going to be on Jones Butler that you're going to do, which, again, is going to be new stuff. And so I certainly understand that. The other thing that you've discussed is that there would be an area for food truck parking. I don't know. Seems to be there's some discussion that right by the stack or where the old Albertsons used to be, where folks would know where IHOP is. Again, as one member of council, your thoughts on that?
Well, this is something that James Benham has brought forward, and I think it's a very interesting idea. We had a presentation and a workshop, and we asked staff to come back and talk about, you know, what zoning requirements would be. I think it would add an element of an attraction to Northgate that we don't have now, and they've been successful in other areas.
You know, and I appreciate, certainly, Councilman Benham has a lot of ideas.
He does.
An idea guy. There's no doubt about that. Now, you've spent a fair amount of time of your life in urban areas, and I can remember food trucks in the Northeast for years. They're not quite what they are now. But, you know, there's not, let me see, how would I say this in a very nice way? Standing in a parking lot eating a piece of food out of a wrapped up paper thing is not the ambiance that necessarily you might enjoy, as opposed to if there were grass and tables and things like that. Do you have any other thoughts as to where this could happen?
Well, if it's a kind of permanent food truck area, you could put in picnic tables and the like, and, you know, umbrellas, and which is what we saw in the workshop presentation. So, you know, there's food truck parks and there's food truck parks. And
yeah.
I think, you know, we could design one that is more attractive, because it gets hot in the summer. You don't want to be sitting out there eating in 100 degree weather.
The caverns of the high rises of Philadelphia Market Street are a lot nicer than an asphalt parking lot in July, is what I'm thinking.
I think that's true.
If we can do something that would make it more. And again, I like that, but
the devil's in the details.
Yeah.
If you get it right, it could be terrific.
Yeah. Have you, and I guess this thing is really kind of, it's a newborn, so we're not necessarily seeing pushback yet, but have you, as one member of council, gotten any pushback from any brick and mortars about this?
No, I have not.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how we discuss the zoning requirements and the operational requirements, and I think that's how we can regulate this so it could be, you know, a successful food truck park.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want us to be a cool city and all that kind
yes.
of stuff, but I want to make sure we protect the people who are making investments here. Where are we as far as the bond committee is concerned?
They are wrapping up their work. They are in the process now of ranking the projects. There was a meeting last week. We had committee reports from Teddy Ellison in transportation, and Tom Taylor in facilities, and John Denton in parks. And they went and talked about the projects that their committees looked at, and presented all of them to the entire committee, which was the first time the entire committee looked at all of them. And they're in the process now of ranking their projects, and probably our second meeting in May, we'll get those recommendations from the committee.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
And then we need to decide in August if we're having the bond election and what items we're going to put on it.
Okay. Anything else you got going today?
Yeah, Parks and Rec is having an open house this Saturday at the Lincoln Center from 9 to noon. You can learn about our summer youth programs, senior programs, special events, aquatics, athletic leagues, library programs, and even employment opportunities. And it's also a good opportunity to sign up early for swim lessons. And Lincoln Center is located 1000 Eleanor Street. And you can get more information at our website, cstx.gov/events. And while I'm talking about websites, the bond election, you can get more information about that at cstx.gov/2015 bond.
Okay, and obviously that'll be updated as y'all move forward on that deal.
Correct.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.